Hi everyone, I'm Taylor.
And I'm Abby.
And this is Evolve Your Soul Podcast. Hello everyone and welcome back to Evolve Your Soul Podcast. On today's episode, we'll be talking about all things manifestation, business, and entrepreneurship. So first things first, Abby, why don't you tell us a bit about manifesting? What is it?
Yeah, so manifesting to me personally is manipulating the energy around you to bring in the things that you desire.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the things that we want to manifest, we are meant to. Like, it's in our planted in our mind for a reason.
Absolutely.
So it is the manipulation of energy to bring in the things that you want. And some people like to call it the law of attraction or the law of assumption. So yeah, there's different ways about it, but that is my personal belief on manifesting.
Yeah.
And what about yourself?
For me personally, it's about bringing things into light, I guess, and trying to attract the things that I want in life. So let's just say I'll go to the beach because one day I want to live at the beach. So I really want to manifest and sit in that feeling of what the beach feels like to me. And how I'm going to manifest myself to be there in the future. But let's dive deep into it. Have there been situations where you've been able to manifest something for yourself?
Yeah, I've done quite a bit of manifesting. It took a while for me to like grasp the concept, right? Because I feel like most of the time it wouldn't come to fruition. Mm. And what I found was best for me and worked for me was the subconscious programming behind it. So if I wanted to manifest something, like I manifested this apartment that I'm in at the moment, I would go down to the root of what was my beliefs around it. And then once I cleared out all that subconscious limiting beliefs and blocks, I entered this energy where it was really free and I could just plant and plug in whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
And I did that through my theta brainwaves in the morning and at night.
Yes. So that's when you first wake up, right? And before you go to sleep.
Yeah. So it's like just as you fall asleep, just as you wake up, your brain waves are still dialed down.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you like direct access into your subconscious mind. So you can take out what you don't want and put in what you do want. And you let it go during the day. You only do this at morning and night. You let it go and eventually it's in front of you.
Letting go is a big one as well when you're trying to manifest. If you keep holding on to it and wishing for it to come, you're essentially holding it around the neck.
Yeah.
And it's not going to come to you because you've got to think about let's say you want financial freedom or you want just freedom in general, your thoughts create your reality. So if you're constantly holding on to it, it will come to you in a way, but not in a great way. It'll come in a way that's very harmful, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like if you're not letting go of your desires, you are essentially putting them on a pedestal. You're saying that you are so separate from what you want,
mm-hmm.
that you're not worthy because it is up on this big pedestal and you're down here looking up at it. And you will manifest things by having that equal, you know, vibration between you guys to bring it together. But if you say you're separate and you don't want to let go of it, you'll never get
it. Because you're always holding on to the idea that you'll get it when you achieve this or you'll have it when this happens. But that's the thing. These things don't work in life the way you always expect it. I guess that would be how I've come across all of my businesses as well. So obviously my first business, I was working towards that. I didn't really manifest that. I wasn't a believer then. This was like 2019 and I had no idea about any of this stuff. But moving forward to my other two businesses, I manifested those by saying, I can do this. And if I can do it for myself, I can do it for other people. But then when I started to do that, we'll go into like comparison. And so I used to say that I could never charge a certain amount or I could never do this work because other people do it better or everything is saturated. And I didn't believe I was worthy, but that was internal. And why couldn't I charge X amount? Why couldn't I do what other people do? And when I think in that direction, if I look at someone and I get jealous at them, it's because I can see something in them that I see in myself. So anything that you project onto someone else is an issue within yourself and vice versa. So if you can dive down into that connection into yourself and really believe, like, what is the root issue, like you were saying, then you can really start to manifest all of the things that you want at a deeper connection.
Yeah, I feel like everything is a reflection,
mm-hmm.
and like it will mirror back to you the yes. unconscious parts of yourself that you've just abandoned and swept under the rug, and you don't realize it until you do the work and you go deep down,
yeah,
and find all these things that have been trapped in your subconscious mind from programming and all that.
Yeah, and I guess that's like another topic as well, like energy. Everything is energy.
Mm.
Like, I was reading a book, I think it was How to Break the Habits of Being Yourself, I think that was it. And yeah. I was just saying, you know, like, everything is energy and everything will pop up exactly in the way that you want it if you believe it to come that way.
Yeah, it's like our beliefs create our thoughts, create our reality. So when we change our beliefs, we change our thoughts, we change our reality. It's like a three-step chain that's yeah. all connected. But if you don't start from the start, like, the energy stops and it won't continue into your reality.
Yeah, and absolutely. And again, letting it go. Yeah. You have to let it go for it to come.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're all like spiritual beings having a human experience, and I found by doing the inner work, and no, it's not like self-care days and treating yourself, it's about really doing the work and diving into all your shadows, insecurities, and inner child is where that's where it all will flourish.
It's like you're clearing out all of the old,
yeah, all of
dense
that rubbish
energy, yeah,
yeah,
and it allows room for the things that you actually do want to bring in.
Yeah, otherwise you're being tied down, and then you don't realize, you're like, why can't I achieve this?
Yeah.
Why can they do that? And it's, well, because they've just done it.
Yeah.
You just have to try. If you never try, you'll never succeed. You'll never get to where you want to be, because
mm.
people who do these things, they at least start.
Mm.
And if you don't start, well, I'm sorry, but you're going to be staying in the same place.
Yeah.
And then how can you manifest from that?
Yeah. And like the things that we want to manifest, as you say, I think they are planted in our mind for a reason.
Mm.
Like, say if I want to manifest getting, like, I don't know, a new car.
Yeah.
It's just like that was planted in my mind because my higher self 3 months down the track already knows that the car is there and coming.
Yeah.
And then it's up to us to do the energy work to jump timelines to get there.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Timeline jumps, like quantum leaps, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
I've definitely experienced that when I was leaning into my other two businesses. So my social media and then the photography. I didn't think that that was possible. I did not think that I was going to be able to achieve that. But then I would, you know, manifest every full moon, new moon, and I would say exactly how I felt, what I was doing, how I was working. I would write it down like I'm already living that life. And that makes it come even quicker, because if you can connect the thoughts and the feeling together, they're both on the same wave. They're both going to come to you. But if you don't believe in your heart that you can experience what you want, but you think you can in your mind, it's not going to come into fruition, because you need to be on the same page for both of those.
Yeah. So with your businesses and manifesting that,
mm-hmm.
how was the process from starting to where you're at now? Because you're obviously, your businesses are quite big now.
Yeah.
And going very well. So how did that?
Yeah. So I was working casual jobs, and then I started my activewear brand, and that was going really well. And I was like, oh, you know, I've done the website, I've done all the social media for this. Like, I want to start helping other people do that. And then I just created a website, but then I actually didn't follow through with it. I feel like I wasn't ready. It was at the time, and I was just, my mind wasn't in it, but my heart was. And so that obviously wasn't matching up. Fast forward about 9 months, and then it just felt like the time. And I was like, oh, I had all these opportunities. I was meeting new people. I was going to the Gold Coast very frequently, and I found myself with a lot of fitness people, only first talking to them through the activewear brand. And then they were like, oh, you know, like, I need a website, I need photos. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, I do websites and stuff now. And so I was just, you know, doing cheap things because I was passionate about it and just trying to get my name out there. And I was working at a casual coffee shop at the time. So I was doing the two businesses and the photography wasn't even a part of it yet. I was just taking photos for the activewear because I didn't have the budget to spend on a photographer. And so I was like, I can do it myself. And then I started getting friends asking, oh, I'm doing a bodybuilding comp. Can you just take some photos for me? And I was like, hell yeah, like I'll do that. And then I made a separate Instagram page for photography just to share Midnight Fit images, really. And then it began to be bodybuilding competitors that I was taking photos of. And then I had a videographer reach out to me. This videographer I spoke to about Midnight Fit a year before. So I didn't think that we were still in contact or anything. And he's like, hey, I just saw the image you just took of that girl competing. I do video packages. I would love if you would be interested to be my photographer so I can offer video and photo packages. So I would do the photos, he would do the videos, and we would just create like a bunch of reels, content, photos. And then I was just doing that and I was like, oh, I think I can do this on my own. Like, I feel like it would happen. And then I just started getting all of these messages from different competitors being like, hey, like, how much do you charge for photos? And then I was only doing like not even $200 because I was like, I'm not worth that.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think I can charge this much. And people were saying like, your work's really great for someone who hasn't been in the industry for so long. And I guess I manifested it as well, because when I'm taking photos, I feel like I'm in a flow state. Mm. Like, it's what I'm meant to be doing. It's one of my passions. And for me, that's the main goal for me, is just to work in such a flow state where it doesn't feel like work, where it feels like a passion, where I'm actually having fun with it. And so that's how that came across. And now it's just all the businesses tied together now. So I can do photo shoots, I can do content creation, like social media, and I can actually get photos for them and or do websites for them. Like, I'm creative in that aspect. So they all tie together, and that's what I really love about it. It's not just like three separate things. While yes, they are their own things, they still come together as one. And that's me. Like, yeah, just a bubbly person. Like, I can never stay in one spot for so long. Just like I never stayed in a casual job longer than 9 months. Like, I was always just like, no, this, I can't work for someone else. And that was where it really started. Like, the root was like, I hate being told what to do. Like, I literally do not enjoy someone telling me, do this, do that. I'm like, oh, like, stop talking to me. Like, let me just do my thing and it'll be done.
Yeah.
And I guess that also started as like, you know, when you're a kid, your mum's like, clean your room. It's like, no, I'll clean it when I want to, not when you tell me. So yeah, they will just kind of like throw back into things. And yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like you were always just being pulled to the next, like it all happened really naturally for you, because you always were just going to the next, and you kind of just built along the way?
Yeah, and I wasn't forcing it.
Yeah, like it was all natural.
It was, yeah, it was just me being like, okay, you need to go to the next level now.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for it.
Yeah.
So I feel like for me, I was just like, I know that I'm not going to be working at this job.
Mm.
I would always put on social media, create reels, and I'm like, I can't wait to be doing this full time. Like, I just know in my soul, like, I'm going to be doing this full time very soon. But I thought, for me, I thought it was going to be just the activewear, because the other two businesses weren't about.
Mm.
But that's the thing about this, is not everything is written down. Like, not everything's planned. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah. I feel like the path of least resistance, like for you, it was the least resistance, is the right path for you, because it shouldn't feel forced and all that. So I guess that's how you know that you're on the right path, is like, it feels natural, like you've done it before a million times. Like,
absolutely. But I guess as well, you know, sometimes you're still resistant to change,
but that's just our subconscious,
and your ego and stuff like that being like, no, you're not worthy, you're not, like, you're not going to be able to achieve that. But why not?
It's like, deep down you know it, but up top you're just like, so
it's like you're ready, like you just know everything in your soul is telling you, okay, it's time. But you're like, no, I'm scared, I don't want to change, I'm so scared. But you have to. And if you don't change, you're just going to be stuck in the same energy, in the same place. And just know that you're always protected. like the universe always has your back. If you're willing to believe that, and you have to be willing to believe it. And again, you have to be willing to believe it in your mind and in your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. Like, universe.
Yeah. Like, thank you, universe. And that's a thing as well. Like, this podcast didn't just, I mean, it did come out of nowhere, but it was always a thought for both of us.
Yeah. It was just like, as soon as we met and like the first time we had a conversation, like podcast just pinged in our mind. Yeah. And like, just got like spiritual chills. It was just like a resonating.
I think everything feeling. Was for us. Everything that we were talking about was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
It's so like, we have to act on it.
Yeah. And I feel like that, I feel like on my half, I feel like I kind of manifested that in a way, because when I would listen to my affirmations in the morning, one of my lines was, I meet the right people at the right time.
Yeah.
And there was some stuff about business, but I didn't relate the two.
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, like, I get a message from you.
Yeah.
We meet up and I'm just like, holy shit, like, this girl is like the same person as me. Like, we're like the same person.
Yeah.
And it just works so well together. And then I was like listening to my affirmations like a few weeks later.
And then
just
like,
recently.
Holy crap.
And like, usually I don't pay attention to them. I just let my subconscious soak them up. But yeah. I was actually aware of them and I was just thinking like, oh my gosh, like it came to fruition. Like, and I didn't realize it because I didn't say like, I want to start a podcast with a girl. Like, I didn't say that in my affirmations. I just said, I meet the right people at the right time. And then some business stuff. I can't remember right now, but it's like the universe orchestrated that for me. Like, it was like divine timing, divine plan.
Absolutely.
And like, I said those affirmations for a reason, because my higher self knew that you were coming into my life later on.
Yeah.
So it's just like, once you tap into that version of yourself, once you tap into that version of yourself, it's like you already know the answers.
Yes.
You just need to do the work to get there.
Absolutely.
And trust.
Oh, I know. It's such a surreal feeling as well, because I feel like I knew that the right people were coming into my life, but I had to go through a period of isolation. And while that was not a great feeling, and while I was scared of change, it's something that I had to do for the right people to come in.
Yeah.
And now, like, I go to this group meditation on a Sunday at the beach, and I've met a few girls who are also like-minded, and it's really great to find your people. And you find what energy you want to give to people. And then you'll realize if there's currently people in your life that you think, I don't want to be around that anymore, you can just cut them off. No hard feelings. Obviously, some people aren't meant to be with you on your journey the whole time. So even us, we don't know how long this is going to last.
Yeah.
I hope it's a good while.
We're like, okay, the podcast is over.
No. Oh, I'd be sad. But no, that's exactly what we mean, though.
Yeah.
Not everyone is in your life forever, and you just don't know. You just have to let it flow.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, things can be stepping stones. Like, right now you think it's this, but really it's going to lead you to like something that's way bigger.
Yeah.
And you have no idea, but you're just like, right now this feels right. That's how I feel. Like, you never know until you get that ping, that intuitive nudge.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, hold on a minute, like, we're about to go to the next level.
And I feel like right now we kind of push each other in terms of like business. I'm like at you. I'm like pushing you, because I know that you can achieve the things that you want.
Yeah.
You just need to take action. But like, I always say, messy action is still action.
Yeah.
Regardless of how you're taking the one foot in front of the other, you're still doing it.
I guess like, you can do as much manifesting as you want on an energetic level, but if you're not doing the physical inspired action, like, you can't just sit in your room and expect it to happen. Like, you need to put yourself out there.
You have to put in the work too.
Yeah. Like, you need to do both. You can't just rely on 50% of it.
Yeah. Like, you can believe that you're going to get it, but if you just don't do it, you're not going to.
Yeah.
But yeah, just do what you love. Oh my God.
I do. I feel like we bounce off each other well. Like, I feel like we both bring different things to the table, but then like, when we combine it, it's like, it covers everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
I feel like you have a lot of knowledge within like, you know, like astral and
metaphysical
concepts. Like, all of that concepts, whereas I'm like, you know, business.
You're very
and
business.
I guess that leads to me being more in my masculine as well. Like, I'm just like, I've got to get it done.
Yeah.
I'm always willing to put in the work as well.
Yeah.
And if I have an idea, I've got to do it straight away. Or I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
Or write it down.
Yeah.
Literally same.
Yes.
But yeah, I guess that is
the end of the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we've pretty much covered it, like manifesting business and how
we manifested what we have right now.
Yeah. So you guys enjoyed the episode.
Yeah, and if you ever, you know, want to chat about manifesting your dreams, definitely send us a message.
Yeah, send us a message. Like, we always reply.
We love chatting about this stuff too.
Yeah.
So yes, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, and let us know if there's anything you want us to cover in the podcast, because like,
we could keep talking, but
if you have anything metaphysical, let us
know. It's like, oh, let me leave the body.
But yeah.
Amazing. Well, thanks so much for tuning in again.
All right.
Bye. Bye.